eyes of sorrow.
Great leaders, good or bad, righteous ones or mischief ones, to achieve their goals and aims and objectives, they all have companions and helpers. Concerning Jesus Christ, the Holy Quran says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu ansar Allah, O you who believe, be the helpers of God, as Jesus Christ said to his disciples, Man ansari ilallah, who is going to be my helper towards God? Qala al-hawariyun nahnu ansarullah. And the disciples said that they were the helpers of God. Concerning the same issue, Imam Ali says, had it not been because of the presence of those who are helping me, and because of those who assisted me and have promised to assist me, I would have rejected this rule. One of the best ways to know a person is through his friends, companions, and helpers. On this issue, Martin Mutahari says in his book that if we want to compare the two great personality in the history of Islam, one on the right path and the other one on the wrong path, Imam Ali and Muawiyah, is studying who were on the side of Ali ibn Abi Talib and who was on the side of Muawiyah. Salman, Abu Dhar, Miqdad, Malik Ashtar, and on the other side, Marwan, Walid, and Amr As, and many others. On the issue of Karbala also, we find that there were two groups of people. One, those who stayed and remained loyal to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we call them the disciples, companions, and ansar of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And those who were in the army of Yazid assisted him in his fight against the grandson of Rasulullah. Talking about the helpers and companions of Imam Hussein, there are three groups. Those who were helpers of Imam Hussein, and we consider them Ansar of Imam Hussein, and they lost their lives before the event of Karbala, and those who lost their lives and they were together with Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, and those who assisted the aims and objectives of Imam Hussein after the event of Ashura.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam left Mecca on Tuesday the 3rd or 4th of Zilhijjah, 60th after Hijrah, that is, on the day of Muslims' martyrdom. Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Jurayr Tabari Imami, in his book Dala'ilul Imama, says, Abu Muhammad Sufyan ibn Bukay from his father Bukay, and he from his uncle heard that he said, Abu Muhammad Waqidi and Zurarat ibn Khalaj told me, we met Hussein alayhi salam 3 days prior to his movement towards Iraq. We informed him about the weakness of the Kufians and that their hearts were with him but their swords were against him. It is mentioned in narrations that when Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to proceed towards Iraq, he stood up and gave a sermon and said,
الحمد لله ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله على رسوله وآله وسلم.
All praise is for the Almighty Allah, and only His will prevails, and power and strength is not available except from Allah. Substance too is only from Him. And may Allah's mercy be upon His revered messenger and his progeny, and may Allah shed His peace on him.
خط الموت على ولد آدم ما خط القلادة على جيد الفتاة وما أولهني إلى اشتياق أسلافي اشتياق يعقوب إلى يوسف وخير لي مصرع أنا لاقيه كأني بأوصالي تقطعها ذئاب الفلوات بين النواويس وكربلاء فيملأن مني أكراشا جوفا وأجربة سغبا.
The adoration of death on the son of Adam is like the adoration of a necklace on the neck of a maiden's. My longing to meet my predecessors, my grandfather, father, mother and brother, is like the longing of Jacob to meet Joseph. A place for my killing has already been selected, for I must reach. I am as if seeing those wild wolves tearing apart each and every joint of my body between Nawawis and Karbala. How many stomachs shall be filled with me, my flesh and blood? And how many leather bags stuffed with my stuff?
Now let's study some of the characteristics and the specifications of the helpers and companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The most important thing about them is that they had firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worshipping Him. The night before the day of Ashura, they were all busy in their tent, reciting the verses of the Holy Quran, saying prayer, and talking to their Lord. They were so eager to meet the next day and to achieve martyrdom, because they believed that after death there is a day by the name of judgment, and that is what you cannot find it in the army of the enemy. The leader of that army, Ibn Sa'd, expressed his doubt about whether there is any day by the name of judgment, and he said, I would go and I would kill Hussein ibn Ali, and if there is any day by the name of judgment, then I would repent. They had very much love for their great leader Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is written in the history that at that night, when Imam Hussein alayhi salam told his companions that they are free to go, they stood one by one and said to Hussein, are you sending us away? Do you think that we like and love to leave after you? Some of them said, by God, if we are killed 1,000 times and we are back in this world and again we have to give our lives for you, we would do so. A small boy, on the day of judgment, when he went to fight the enemy, the slogan that he was saying was this, Amiri Husseinun wa ni'mal Amir. My commander is Hussein, and he is the best of commanders. Another characteristics of the companions of Imam Hussein is that they did whatever they did was for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other side, those who remained in the army of this Ibn Sa'd, they wanted this worldly desires and objectives, not God.
لا محيص عن يوم خط بالقلم. رضا الله رضانا أهل البيت، نصبر على بلائه ويوفينا أجور الصابرين. لن تشذ عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله لحمته، بل هي مجموعة له في حظيرة القدس، تقر بهم عينه وينجز بهم وعده. من كان باذلا فينا مهجته وموطنا على لقاء الله نفسه فليرحل معنا، فإني راحل مصبحا إن شاء الله.
There is no escape from what has been inscribed on this state of destiny. We, the Holy Ahlul Bayt, have considered the happiness of Allah as our happiness, and we perform His tests patiently. He grants us the reward of the patient ones. Part of the Prophet gets separated from him, but that it returns to him in Hazirat al-Quds, whereby his eyes become bright and his promise fulfilled. Whosoever wished to shed and sacrifice his life on our path and feels gratification of soul in meeting Allah may get ready to march with us, as we are to move next morning, inshallah. Muhammad ibn Dawood Qumi narrates from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, who said, during the night by the end of which Hussein alayhi salam decided to leave Makkah, Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah went to the Imam and said, O my brother, the disloyalty of the people of Kufa to your father and your brother is known to you. I'm afraid they will do to you what they had done earlier. If you stay in holy city of Makkah, your respect, honor, and magnanimity would be apparent. Imam replied, my brother, I fear that Yazid ibn Muawiyah may assassinate me in the limits of the holy sanctuary, thereby violating its sanctity. He said, in view of it, you may go towards Yemen or proceed towards the desert. As your dignity is higher than everyone, nobody will touch you. Imam replied, I'm considering your proposal. The next morning, Hussein alayhi salam became ready to move. Muhammad ibn Hanafiyyah got the news. He rushed to the Imam and held the rein of his camel, saying, didn't you promise to think over my suggestion? Imam replied, yes, I did. He submitted, then why this hurry for moving? Imam said, after you left, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam arrived to tell me, O Hussein, leave this place. Allah certainly wills that He see you slain. He exclaimed, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If it is so, what is the use of taking the womenfolk with you? Hussein alayhi salam replied, the Holy Prophet said, Allah desires to see them in the apparel of captives. Then he said farewell and departed.
We said that we divide the companions and helpers of Imam Hussein into three groups. Those who lost their lives before the day of Ashura, Amongst them is Muslim ibn Aqil, that great officer and man from the house of revelation that came to Kufa, and people of Kufa made bay'at and paid allegiance to him. When he was arrested and he was taken to Ibn Ziyad, Ibn Ziyad started attacking him, insulting him, and told him that he was there to create division and separation amongst the people. Look at what he said to Ibn Ziyad while he was in captivity and Ibn Ziyad was ruling. ما لهذا أتيت. I came not here for that purpose that you said. ولكنكم أظهرتم المنكر ودفنتم المعروف. You brought to the society and community what is wrong, and you buried what is right. وتأمرتم على الناس بغير رضا. Without the satisfaction of the Lord, you started ruling upon the people. وحملتموهم على غير ما أمركم الله به. You are now ordering people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking, is not willing. وعملتم فيهم بأعمال كسرى وقيسى. In Islamic society and community, you are behaving like those emperors who were in Iran and in Rome. فأتيناهم. We came here. لنأمر فيهم بالمعروف, so that we enjoin them to what is good. وننهاهم عن المنكر, and to forbid them from what is wrong. وندعوهم على حكم كتاب الله, and call them to accept the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكنا أهلا لذلك. We are the people who deserve to do so. إن قتلتني, if you kill me, فقد قتل من هو شر منك من هو خير مني. There was in the past a person who was worse than you, and he killed a person who was much better than me. I am not scared of this. Hani ibn Urwa, Abdullah ibn Yaqtur, these are the people who lost their lives before the day of Ashura. On the day of Ashura, 72 great companions of Imam Hussein lost their lives. Amongst them you can find a small child of only 6 months of age. Amongst them you find a personality like Habib ibn Madahir of 90 years of age, Muslim ibn Usaja, who when he was hit and he was on the ground and he was losing his life, he was dying, he said to Habib, أوصيك بهذا الرجل. Habib, as long as you are alive, till the last moment of your life, assist and help this man, pointing to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You can study the life of Abbas ibn Ali, Qasim, and so many others, that they were companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, loyal to him.
And he himself, before departure, wrote to his family and people, and it is the truth that he who joins me will be killed in the path of Allah, and he who does not will not see triumph and bliss. Meaning, he who does not support me will not achieve anything. Meaning, he will live with regret